Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard of this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where this Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophets, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is the shepherd, who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I may go too and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that had been seen in its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. And they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed from the country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all.
Good evening, Father.
How are you this evening?
Very good.
Good. Today we are celebrating the Feast of Epiphany of the Lord. The word Epiphany is a Greek word, which means manifestation. That is, the clear appearing of something or of someone, unknown person to us before. The clear appearance of a person. That is the manifestation. In our case, the unknown one whose appearance we celebrate is Jesus Christ. The purpose of celebrating this feast is to praise God because Christ has made himself known to man for what he really is, the Son of God and our Savior. This is the celebration of thankfulness to God the Father for manifesting Jesus to all of us. That is the celebration of today. The manifestation of Jesus to all of us. We have come to know Jesus. That is today's celebration. That is the meaning of Epiphany or manifestation of Jesus. This manifestation was the expectation of the Jewish people from long time, from the time of promise of Messiah. People have been waiting for the Messiah, because God promised, and people waited. And here comes the manifestation of Jesus. The church celebrated several manifestations of Jesus. Not only this feast, we have so many other celebrations of manifestation. His appearing on earth when he was born at Bethlehem. He's making himself known to the wise men. Today's feast. The manifestation of his power to the apostles when he changed water into wine at a marriage feast in Cana. And we have so many other things of Jesus' manifestation. All the miracles of Jesus is the manifestation of Jesus, that he is the Savior, promised one. And all his mission is the manifestation of Jesus to the world and to everyone. Though all these events, Jesus made it clear to those who witnessed them that he was the Messiah announced by the prophet. The Feast of Epiphany was the manifestation of Jesus to the wise men. Today, Jesus manifests himself to the wise men. This feast is called in so many other names also. The Feast of Three Kings, the Feast of Magi, the Feast of Epiphany. So these are the names given for today's feast. In today's gospel, so many people are involved. And so many things involved, like Mary, Joseph, Jesus, Magi, three kings, the star, the gifts, the camels. So many things involved in today's gospel reading. Is it necessary for us to know who they are, what they are, how they are? Is it necessary to remember all these people and the animals and the things? Yes, it is very important to know everything that is in the gospel, because we see the total Christmas history involved in today's feast. The total Christmas is involved in today's feast. That's why we need to remember every person and what had happened today as we are concluding the celebration of Christmas. So, now let us speak about King Herod. King Herod. It is not great to know about King Herod, but it is important to know about Herod because he entered in the life of Jesus. Remembering Herod is very, very important because his life is connected with Jesus' life. This is historical fact. And this is one of the evidence that Jesus existed. Jesus born among us. That's why it is very important to know the history of Herod. When we read the history of Herod, he was one of the worst king at the time of Jesus. And he was known for his cruelty. Do we need to know this kind of Herod? Even though he is cruel, we need to know him. He is cruel. In order to safeguard his kingship, he killed his three sons and his wife, even many of his relatives. In order to safeguard his kingship, he killed all the family members, including his wife. He need only the kingship, the power. Herod is not a Jew. His culture and religious belief totally Greek. He's not Jew, he is totally Greek. Most of the Greeks worship pagan gods. Almost he belonged to the pagan. By his great personal talents and by a ruthless policy, he had managed to secure the kingship over the whole of Palestine. Somehow, by doing lot of confusions, lot of killings, doing lot of terrible things, by all means, he has been safeguarding his kingship in Palestine. And he also did one good thing for the Jewish people, to please them. What is that good thing? He built Jerusalem temple, rebuilt Jerusalem temple. Then Babylonians destroyed first time. He built second time the Jerusalem temple. In order to please the Jewish people, to keep Jewish people in his hands, he built the destroyed Jerusalem temple. When the Magi came to Herod and asked about newborn king of Jews, he was greatly troubled, frightened. Who was born against me? Who is going to take my ruling? He was frightened and he asked Magi, go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me a word that I too may go and do him homage. Do you believe? Do you believe his words? No. This is his cruel mind. Just he wants to kill baby Jesus. So how nicely he is talking with the Magi. Please come and tell I to go and give my homage. Cruel. That's why we need to know about King Herod. This was the crooked idea given by Herod so that he can kill child Jesus easily without searching. That is the history of Herod, and we need to know all the time and we need to remember because it related with the life of Jesus and it is very important. It is not the story, but it is the history. And second comes the Magi. The Magi, the wise man. Many say that they were learned and wise men from Babylon. They have also been called astrologers who studied the planets and stars. They were men who were skilled in philosophy, medicine, and natural science. They were early scientists. So these are the very highly intelligent people who brings new things to the world, who finds the new things to the world and for the growth of the world. That's why the psalmist says, the heavens declare the glory of God. There are astrologers. They know what is happening on the sky. If anything comes, appears in the sky, they know what it is and what it is going to do. That's why the psalmist says, the heavens declare the glory of God. In fact, many believed that the birth of great men were marked by unusual signs in the heavens. So if any great man born, there will be some sign on the sky. So this Magi studied that sign. So when Jesus was born, the new star appeared. The Magi studied the star and said, there is a great man born on earth. The Magi saw a star and understood it is a sign that something special was taking place. They were able to read the sign that led them to Jesus. So the star has no life. But the God gave life to the star to lead the Magi to the great born of Jesus. Falling down on their knees and offered the best gifts they could offer to the baby king. Their gifts were expression of their respect, reverence, gratitude and love for the child. Their gifts were given without no strings attached, no condition and no mixed motives. In turn, they have received the greatest treasure to become great children to God. That is the gift they received from Jesus. They are not Jewish. The Magi, the three kings, are not Jewish kings. They came from very far. But what happened here? They became the children of God. That is the greatest gift that Jesus gave to these three Magi. And Magi represents all honest seekers. The star represents the light of God and the grace of God. The great men Magi came to know that Jesus is great light and they worship him. If we follow this light, we will be on the right path. So Jesus is the light. The Magi, after finding the Christ, did not return the same way, but took another way. This is the lesson for us today. The Magi, after finding Christ, they did not take the same way to go back. They have taken another way to reach their home. If we have discovered Christ in our lives, we will no longer follow our old ways, but follow the path that is traced out by Christ. This is the new way that we need to follow and we need to take. Don't follow the old ways. It will never take you to heaven. So until we are in the church, until we go out, we take the new way. After going home, we take the old way. We go on the same old road. But like Magi, we need to change our road, which leads every one of us to Jesus. Today's feast is asking us to be open to God and to one another, just as God has opened himself to us, the manifestation of Jesus. He completely opened himself to every one of us. And we need to open ourselves to enter and to give new way to Jesus to enter into our life. So, the manifestation, Jesus is ready to enter into our life. And as Jesus opened himself, we need to open ourselves and invite Jesus into our life. So let us open ourselves and welcome Jesus into our life for the newness. Jesus must show a new way, new path, new life, new life. So let us allow Jesus to come into our life to touch us so that we may manifest ourselves as his children to the world.